Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, just this last Monday in Florida, I think in Tallahassee, Florida, they had what they call Moral Monday. And they go to where the state government meets, and they just speak out about for moral rights. And and this is something that God already laid on my heart. But when I heard specifically, when I heard this particular pastor talk about what he was saying, I'm thinking, my goodness, that is, you know, it's so good when you're not the only one that is saying it. You know, Bishop A.J. Richards, AME Church, and also he's over, I think, I know at least Florida and the Bahamas for the AME Church. Mm-hmm. He's standing there and he's speaking, and I believe it starts at, do you have the count on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to hear, because he's talking about something that's so important that, you know, we have to understand that, well, as a matter of fact, we'll just let him say it. Listen up. This is Bishop A.J. Richards, right? A.J. Richardson. Listen up.
We, you and I, have learned through experience that what is legal is not always the equivalent of what is moral.
The three-hour rally voiced concerns about voting rights.
That is so important to understand that, because just those words alone, because right now you have a lot of folks that are trying to just get things legalized.
Mm-hmm.
Legalize marijuana, legalize drugs, legalize this kind of marriage, that kind of marriage, legalize, you know, just whatever.
You name it.
And you can do that because America is a land of laws. Mm-hmm. And that's what America works. But just because there's a law for it doesn't mean it's moral. And you're looking at an African-American bishop, and he's saying, we know from experience that just because it's legal doesn't mean it's moral, because slavery was legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. It was legal, but it was immoral, and for a long period of time in our country, and then oppression and all the different things that had to happened, and that people legally did it. And it's amazing what people will do because it's legal. And it's like, but yeah, it's not right. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel something in your heart? You know, I know you can drive 300 miles an hour. I know that. Don't you see the little kid on the side of the road? Doesn't it affect you? And it's just like, whatever I can get away with, you know, whatever the bottom line is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be talking more about that in the future. But as the church, and that's obviously, you know, a bishop in the church, but we have to begin to really mull this over in our heart and kind of mulch on this, because understanding this, that we are separate. You know, we're of the kingdom of God, and we got to think about what is WWJD? What does Jesus think? What WWJT? What does he think about this? What does he say about this? And that's how we should act. We should act like Jesus acts about it. And Jesus is going to tell us that moral, by the way, just in case you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we kind of merge those things. And the first thing, when I was going through my law enforcement training years ago, they drew two circles. And they overlap them a little bit, just a little bit. And it's kind of hard to do visually. But in that, one circle was a morality and the other circle was the law. And barely is a slight overlapping of the two, which means the law was moral. Just that little bit.
Wow.
The rest of it was just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people think if it's legal, then God's okay with it. And that's what you say. When you say moral, you're really saying this. You're saying God supports this. God is into this. Mm-hmm. You know, God, you know, you look back at history and you have somebody saying, well, it's legal to own slaves, therefore God is for this. And it's like, no, he's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not. He's not for that. You know, mm-hmm. You're for that because you're making money off of that, but God's not for that. Mm-hmm. But then, and so as the church today, there's a lot of things happening today. A lot of laws are being passed and they're all, you know, a lot of people are panicking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, it doesn't change the morality of the church. You know what I'm saying? No matter up and down, around, whatever's taking place in society, and history says it goes all over the map, that it doesn't change us unless we have merged those circles and we say America is moral.
Mm-hmm.
America's law is moral law.
Mm.
And to do that is to look at all the scars of our history and say, that was right. Instead of, no, it took us a while, and it's taken us a while to get to a right place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're potentially getting, you know, closer to a place. And people say, well, you know, it's always been, well, maybe for you and your generation, you know, maybe for your lineage, maybe, you know, maybe things worked well for you. But the thing about the Lord, he says, listen, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I was sick, you came and you helped me. And when I was in prison, you visited me. Right. And so it's for us, that's the moral thing to do, is to help folks out. And no matter what is taking place legally, our answer is not laws. Our answer is God. And when we get the law of God in our heart, then the laws of the land will tend to reflect that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so the way that we change our nation is to begin to witness to our nation. First, by our own personal testimony, getting our life right. Secondly, those around us. But then, you know, our legislators, you go to talk to them. You know, how's your soul? You know what I'm saying? Is the kingdom right in their heart? You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then the morality, they will vote in the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. How they vote, like I believe Congressman Jeff Miller, they actually vote and go pray. And room 219?
Yeah, I think so.
219, they vote and go pray to dear God because they know how significant this is.
Wow.
Be able to have a fear of the Lord. As a matter of fact, hopefully there'll be a related thing to room 219 where a lot of these officials, different parties, come in there and pray after that vote.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.